This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, the story of a man who jumped into modern slang while walking into eternal greatness. Our passage is 2 Chronicles, chapters 17 through 20. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
When I was growing up on the farm in Iowa, the only thing I knew about the central figure in today's study, King Jehoshaphat, was that he was a jumper. We had a neighbor who every time something unusual or exciting happened, he would shout, "Jumpin' Jehoshaphat!" But a reading of 2 Chronicles 17 through 20 lets us know that Jehoshaphat was not known for his ability in the long jump or the high jump, but for his walk with God. He was a wise man who took precautions to fortify the land against invasion. But more than that, he was a good man who walked in the ways of David his father. And even here, Jehoshaphat was selective, following the positive example of David while avoiding his weakness and sin. And when King Jehoshaphat gave himself to the laws of God, the Bible says he put his heart into it. The New Testament describes this as being fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Jehoshaphat tore down the places of false worship and then sent men throughout the cities of Judah to teach the people from the book of the law. In gratitude, the people sent him presents and he had riches and honor in abundance. But his heart was not lifted up in pride. Instead, his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord, and he continued to walk humbly with God. But not this man. These things simply oiled the wheels of Jehoshaphat's obedience, so that the more he had of the wealth of this world, the more dedicated he was to the ways of the Lord. As I see this, I am reminded of the late R.G. Letourneau, who began his business career by giving 10% of his income to the Lord. By the time he died, he was giving 90% to the Lord and keeping 10% for himself. It was the result of his growth over the years in his walk with Christ. Now, how is it with you today? It is so easy to fall prey to the jumpin' Jehoshaphat syndrome. We approach the Christian life in a series of fits and starts and try to make progress in leaps and bounds. And what is really needed is for us to walk calmly, steadily, each day in the ways of the Lord. Like the good king we've studied today, and obviously Jehoshaphat was not perfect, no one is, but his heart was set on God, and he walked in the ways that pleased the Lord. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us on this Daily Discipleship broadcast. By following the Navigator's Daily Walk devotional guide, you can read and study the Bible passage on which Leroy Imes comments each day. For your free subscription, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, what are the odds of your marrying the right person? Join us on Daily Discipleship.